Good morning. My name is Gertrude Letogo, but many know me as Cleo. I was one of the few women in the rum running business during Prohibition. Unlike most bottleneggers, I didn't hide in the shadow. I was a respected liquor trader, running my operation from the Bahamas to the United States. Before Prohibition, alcohol was a normal part of my life. But when the government banned it, they didn't stop people from drinking. They just gave power to criminals. I saw an opportunity. I legally imported liquors to the Bahamas and sold it to American smugglers. They would then take it to the speakeasies and private buyers. I never carried a gun, but I earned the respect of men in this dangerous business. Look at this image. Barrel of smuggled liquor seized from those who defy the law. At first, I believed I was simply running a business, supplying a demand. But over time, I saw the truth. Alcohol was destroying lives. Smugglers fought for control, bribed officials, and put innocent people in danger. All for profits. Prohibition was not a mistake. It was a necessity. It was meant to protect family, to create a better, more moral America. I now realize that as long as alcohol is available, crime will thrive. We must not give in those who profit from destruction. Instead, we must strengthen our laws and stand by the 18th Amendment. This is why I now fight for a sober, safer America. Thank you.